You're listening to The Martial Brain, the podcast that explores the intersection between the martial arts, science, critical thinking, skepticism, and that wacky organ that floats inside our skull in a pool of cerebrospinal fluid, making life unpredictably inspiring, infuriating, and sometimes just batshit crazy. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain. The Dark Side of Genius, or My Sensei is so wise and so smart, he knows everything. The world of martial arts, like many fields of endeavor, has within it a number of highly accomplished practitioners who, because of their deeds and abilities, reasonably deserve to be called geniuses. Genius, however, especially without humility, can be a two-edged sword. What I am calling the dark side of genius wears a number of faces. One is the tendency to admire a charismatic authority figure so completely that you emulate all of their traits, the bad as well as the good. This is the kind of thinking that leads to cult-like behavior, which is a real problem in the martial arts industry. Early in my martial arts career, I knew several American students of a local Korean martial arts instructor. Each of them, on separate occasions, had expressed to me an extreme dislike of Japanese people and of practitioners of Japanese martial arts. Confused, I asked each of them why they felt this way. In each case, they told a similar story of how the Japanese had abused their instructor's family during Japan's occupation of Korea, before and during the Second World War. While I agree that the behavior of the Japanese military and government authorities in Korea was atrocious, that doesn't justify passing on your personal ethnic hatreds to your students in another country decades later. Another example of this slavish type of imitation was a young man I met who was the top student of a Chinese kung fu master. While this student's kung fu was excellent, he spoke in almost broken English with a strange accent. I asked him what country he was from. He looked at me very strangely and said, "I'm from Cleveland." Oh. I then realized that he was imitating the broken English of his instructor. I don't know which was worse, his silly accent or the fact that he didn't seem to see how ridiculous his behavior was. Cleveland indeed. Another local case involved a martial arts master who had a serious drinking problem. Even though he was an alcoholic, this guy was no slouch. He was a legitimate badass with outstanding technique and fighting ability, which he, unfortunately, used more than once in local bar fights. One of his students, one who admired him very much, became his drinking buddy. Before long, this student fast-tracked through the hierarchy, passing up several of his seniors in rank. Eventually, most of the top students saw the handwriting on the wall and quit the school, leaving the master, his drinking buddy, and a group of lower belts. Other faces of the dark side of genius are worn by the genius themselves. The first is arrogance, a smug, overweening sense of pride for one's gifts. This is especially egregious when it occurs in the case of a young prodigy who has not accomplished much yet. As a genius, you have, in a sense, won the genetic lottery. That is not something to be proud of. You didn't do it. To feel pride from one's genetic gifts is as logical as feeling shame from being born with a horrible genetic disease. The most appropriate response is humility, because random chance dropped this incredible bonus in your lap, despite your having done nothing to deserve it, and profound responsibility to do something great with these gifts, something constructive, in a very real sense, to give back to the gene pool from which you got so much. Another dark face that the genius himself wears is what I call listening to the hype. This is when the people around you are so full of praise and admiration for you that you allow your critical thinking skills to degrade to the level where you believe that anything you say or do is correct and praiseworthy. After all, according to everyone around you, it long seems to have been so. A non-martial arts example of this involves a famous author of political thrillers, whose name I will omit. His first few books were tightly plotted and executed, real page turners. His career skyrocketed, every title a bestseller. But success, in my opinion, went to his head. Before long, his books grew progressively longer as he indulged in unnecessary and superfluous prose and barely concealed political screed. The pace of the action slowed as the author grew too fond of the sound of his own voice. Nothing is sadder than self-indulgence from a once great writer. A martial arts example of this type of behavior involves a successful kickboxing instructor. I once attended one of his seminars, and for the first few hours, the presentation and material were outstanding. Then he began teaching some of his ideas about grappling. This was not what this fellow was famous for, and had not been advertised in the promotional literature. So it was unexpected, and it turned out to be terrible. The instructor was oblivious to the fact that many of the participants were growing irritated and restless as he strode lustily down the rabbit hole of his imagined grappling genius. This phenomenon can also lead to a martial arts instructor treating his or her students less well than they deserve, even to the point of abusing them. Again, when the cult-like behavior of the dark side of genius begins to happen, anything is permissible if it's the genius who is doing it. I don't need to horrify you here with examples of martial arts instructors abusing their students. Recent history has too many stories about it as it is. These are toxic effects inflicted by the genius on his fans and followers. Another danger that listening to the hype carries is to the genius himself or herself. Let's say you are the gifted person. I know, fat chance, right? But just for the sake of discussion, let's say you are. As soon in your life that your talents become recognized and you begin to gain a measure of prominence, you will begin to have a new group of, quote, friends, unquote, and perhaps some old friends or even relatives that act differently than before. Now, some few of these friends might be people of quality. Talent often attracts other talent. They may be future collaborators or training partners. But such people, like you, are rare. Some of them may genuinely like you for who you are. Again, probably rare. Many of them, however, care nothing about you, but instead want something. It might be as simple as being able to tell other people something like, "Oh yeah, he's my boy. We're really tight." Or they may want something more tangible. After all, geniuses frequently have much to give. There are words used to describe such people. Sycophants, toadies, lickspittles. Learn to see these toxic vermin for what they are. If you are an instructor with a particularly gifted student, watch for such behavior from his friends and warn him of the dangers. Another form of this is when, as a teacher, you see hero worship from your students. I don't know about anyone else, but when a student acts like this towards me, I realize what an important responsibility my job carries. This student would likely do anything I ordered or asked. That's a tremendous burden to carry for an instructor with a conscience. It's extremely important to use this influence only for the good of the student. I also find it a bit creepy when students act this way towards me. Wouldn't you? Let's be clear. If you have an instructor or mentor that you deeply admire, that's fantastic. I wish more people had such a person in their life. Just remember that he or she, no matter how amazing, is a human being with an imperfect human brain. Just because your teacher always seems to be right, is always privy to just the right secret when it comes to the martial arts, that doesn't make him or her infallible and all-knowing when it comes to the rest of their lives, or about how you should live your life. Don't be afraid to see their flaws. Flaws are part of the package with any human. It's great to emulate the good parts of their personality. Just be selective in identifying what they are. It's good to ask wise people for advice, but you should develop your own critical thinking skills to help assess that advice. And finally, if you, like me, are far from being a genius yourself, be thankful for not feeling the pressure to be perfect, which any self-respecting genius should feel. That is, unless he serves the dark side of genius. Anyway, that's what I think. But I could be wrong. Let me know what you think at my website, rpmartialarts.com. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain. The Martial Brain is produced by Raging Squirrel Productions in association with the Rising Phoenix Martial Arts Academy. If you like the podcast and would like to help it grow, go to iTunes or Stitcher and give it an honest rating and review. Contact me with questions about the Martial Brain or the Rising Phoenix Academy at our website, rpmartialarts.com.